This is the brief on the IEC 61439 standards for low-voltage panels. This is the essential international rulebook that replaced the old IEC 60439 standard, keeping industrial electrical panels running safely without failing. But its modular setup really leaves builders scratching their heads. So why is it so confusing, and how does it actually work? First, let's untangle that structure. Part 1 lays out the general rules for equipment up to 1,000 volts AC, but it can't stand alone. It has to pair with a product-specific section, like Part 2 for heavy-duty power switchgear. Crucially, if there's ever a conflict, Part 2 totally overrides Part 1. Think of Part 1 as the basic grammar and Part 2 as the specific language. You absolutely need both to write the manual. Now that we know the rules, who's actually responsible for following them? Second, the standard splits the workload. The original manufacturer designs and tests the system to create a safe, verified blueprint. Then, the assembly manufacturer actually builds the physical panel, runs routine tests, and issues the official safety sign-off. But what happens if the assembly manufacturer tweaks that design? Instantly, they take on the heavy legal and testing burden of the original manufacturer for that specific change. Since responsibilities are split up, how do both parties actually prove their work is safe? Finally, we have design verification. The standard ditched the old binary system for a super flexible new framework using physical testing, engineering calculations, or reference comparisons. But routine verification is mandatory on every single finished unit before shipping. You don't crash test every car to prove the blueprint works, but you absolutely have to check the brakes on every car rolling off the line. Ultimately, by combining clear structural rules, distinct responsibilities, and flexible verification, IEC 61439 keeps our electrical infrastructure running safely in the real world.